This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new company, and I'm super excited to have him on the show and the company. I guess you could say they came on the radar about a couple of months ago. We're talking about India Globalization Capital. They trade on the New York Stock Exchange, ticker symbol IGC. They're trading around 91 to 93 cents a share. And with us today to talk about the company and some of the new products and the new direction they're heading to is the CEO, Ram Mukunda. Ram, thank you very much for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here.
Hey, Everett. Thank you very much for having me on.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement about the two lines of businesses you have, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Certainly. We have two lines of business. One is what we call the legacy business, which is an infrastructure business, and that's how IGC got started in about 10 years ago. And that's a business that we're continuing to do, and it's based out of India, Hong Kong, and Malaysia, so essentially Asia. And the other line of business is the cannabis pharmaceutical side, which we started about 3-4 years ago, and we've been doing a lot of research in that area, and we are ready to launch one of our lead flagship products.
Well, let's talk about that product. It's an amazing product. It's your AD1. The origin of it is Hyalux. And where did it come from, and how did you guys come up with this?
Well, that's a very interesting story behind that, Everett. We've been researching cannabinoids, and you know, a lot of companies that are doing this. We started about 4 years ago. We filed about 6 patents. We're working on several more. And this particular product, which was codenamed IGC 81, which is now Hyalux, is something that we acquired. The formulation for this was acquired from work that was done by Dr. Chuanhai Chao in the University of South Florida. And he's been researching cannabinoids for many years, about 6-7 years. And he discovered that that THC in certain ratios is very useful for treating Alzheimer's patients. And so Hyalux, we took all of that work and we essentially acquired the rights to that, and we created a formulation based on that work. And Hyalux is a liquid formulation that we are going to market for treating patients who have Alzheimer's disease.
Now, did you have to go in front of the FDA and get approval and try it on animals and try it on human beings? Where are we at in that process?
That's a very interesting question. We are following essentially two pathways. The pathway that you're referring to is the FDA pathway, which involves going through clinical trials, phase 1, phase 2, phase 3 trials, and eventually you end up getting a pharmaceutical product out of it, which can be used to treat a disease. Now, we're following that pathway, and we're at the early stages of that pathway. So we're in the what's known as the preclinical stage. But there is another pathway, and that is getting a product that has cannabis or cannabis extracts into dispensaries. So as you know, in the U.S., many states have essentially allowed medical cannabis. There are medical cannabis states, and Alzheimer's is a disease that is something that has been approved. So we are going to get our product into these dispensaries. So the first thing you're going to see is us taking this product to dispensaries and selling them in the U.S. through dispensaries. And also, we can do this in Canada. We can also export from Canada or from anywhere else into Germany. Many other countries have also allowed medical cannabis. So it's really a dual pathway. One is getting to revenue and getting this product out fairly quickly. We're hoping to get Hylolex out into a few of the dispensaries as early as next few weeks, or certainly by next month, and we'll continue to expand that and into many other states. And while in parallel pursuing the FDA pathway that you referred to.
You know, I was reading some of your press releases, and I was really impressed that a lot of people are going to this blockchain technology. Why are you guys doing it?
Well, Everett, what is interesting is that when we started getting this product ready for the cannabis industry and for the medical dispensaries, what we discovered is that there is a lot of inputs that come in from various sources. For example, there are the growers who grow cannabis. We want to make sure that it's organically grown, it's grown under very strict conditions, no pesticides, none of the toxic elements that are usually used in other types of grows come into these particular grows.
Absolutely.
That's one aspect of it. And then, of course, there is the extraction process. And in the extraction process, we want to be sure that none of the gases that are used to extract, remain. So it has to be a very strictly controlled environment. That's another area. And then you get into the dispensary where the product is sold. And even there, you have to follow a lot of the state regulations for labeling, for marketing, and those kinds of things. So all of these, if you think about it, these are all ledgers. And these are all various inputs that, and we sort of think about it in terms of distributed ledgers, which we are creating a blockchain application that follows each of these. So there's input from the grower, there's input from the processor, so that when someone walks into the medical dispensary, there's essentially a barcode that they can click on, and they'll be able to see where this product comes from, so that they're assured of the product origination, of the process that was used to create this, and for that particular bottle that they're going to buy. So they can be assured that it's organic, it's got all the right elements in it, and all the right processes were followed. And that's the blockchain application.
My guest today is Ram Mukunda. He's the CEO of India Globalization Capital. They trade on the New York Stock Exchange. I want my listeners to take a look at it because I think they're about to turn the corner and really blow up. Their ticker symbol is IGC on the New York Stock Exchange. They're trading around 91 to 93 cents a share. There's probably about 23 to 33 states that have medical marijuana cards and stuff like that. So what's the process from here that we get those products in those different dispensaries?
Well, we're talking to several states, and we're talking to several of the processors in these states. What we'll do is the process essentially involves us getting a grower, a processor, and dispensaries to sort of line up and produce the product. The product itself would be produced by a processor. And we would then enter into relationships with dispensaries and get this into the dispensaries. Once it's on the shelf, we will then start to market this product directly to Alzheimer's centers and educate some of the caregivers there about what this product can do for them and how it can alleviate a lot of the symptoms that moderate to advanced Alzheimer's patients manifest.
Do you have a time frame of when this product will be out at the dispensaries and when those revenues will fall on the first quarter or second quarter balance sheet?
We're hoping to get revenue from this product in the June quarter. So pretty much April, May, June, which is, we have a March 31st fiscal year. So that would be our first quarter, but it's the June quarter.
Right.
So the idea is to get this out into select dispensaries, over the next couple of weeks, and then start test marketing it. We already have the packaging ready. We have the name ready. We have all of the labeling ready. The process to produce it is ready. So it's just a matter of us now getting it into a few of the dispensaries, getting some feedback from them, and then expanding from there.
Ram, you spoke earlier about you had like 6 or 7 patents pending on that. Are you guys going to take a more of a traditional pharmaceutical FDA approval process? Is that one of the reasons why you guys are doing that?
Yes. So we, even for this product, we will take a traditional FDA process. And as you know, the FDA process takes a long time.
Absolutely.
Because this has cannabis in it, we can get it into dispensaries. Now, normally this would not be the case. It just so happens that there are two different pathways that we can follow. Just because it's cannabis. On the one hand, it's restricted, but on the other hand, there's a pathway that allows us to bring this to market. And, you know, more importantly, getting this into the hands of patients that are suffering from this horrible disease, and hopefully it gives them some relief.
We're running out of time on the interview, but I do want to thank you for coming on the show. In closing, is there anything that you would like to get out there to the listeners that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch upon?
No, I think we are. We covered a lot of it. I think we are very focused on getting this product to market and into the hands of Alzheimer's patients as well as the caregivers. And we're, we'll follow up from that with other products that we're working on as well.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I want my listeners to take a look at India Globalization Capital. They trade on the New York Stock Exchange, ticker symbol IGC. I think it's undervalued at this rate right here. Ram, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Please come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thank you, Everett. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.